Morning, well, Masechet Eruvin Daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting on the Amud. So we ended off yesterday. We saw a machloket here between whether it's the pita or the makom lina, right? That causes, in other words, that anchors your Eruv. So we could so quick at the end of the Amud yesterday. He said, makom jira, makom jira, rak, ravomer makom pita, and shmolomer makom lina. And Rashi said, Makom Pita Shuochel Sham. Now the Gemara has a kasha here, a brighter on Rav. Rav seems to say that Makom Pita, we go after the place where our food is, where we eat, not so much where we sleep. And the brighter, we've seen very similar before. Meiti v'haro'im v'ha'keitzin. So Ro'e is a shepherd. Kaitin Rashi Zavi ha'shomrei te'enim ha'shtuchim b'sadeh li'yavshan l'ktziot. So they'd put out the figs in the summer to dry them out. Right, and that so they have guys guarding there, watching what was going on. By Burganin, the Burganin is the way we've seen all along, right? Burganin basically are people who hang out in the field. I don't know if they're bird watchers or whatever the case is, but they've got these little shacks all over the show. Veshomrei Perot, and again, people looking after the fruits. Bizman Shedarkan Lalin Ba'ir, when the plan is that they sleep in the town, they work in the field, they come home at night to sleep. Hare Hein Kan Sha'ir. So what do we see? They eat where they are, in the fields out there, but the bottom line is they come home to sleep. The writer says they can't show ha'ir, right? But when their plan is to sleep in the field, yesh lahem, right, before we get to that, look at Rashi there quickly. Yesh la min ha'ir alpaim l'chol ruach v'chol ha'ir lahen kedar l'amot. What he's saying over here, that they sleep in the city and they eat in the city, right? So they're anshe ha'ir. Bizman shedar kan lim basadeh, when they sleep in the fields. Okay, look at Rashi over here. Bizman shedar kan lim basadeh afa pi she'ochlin ba'ir. That's what threw me at ya. Where do they eat? They eat in the city. There's no food in the field. They eat in the city, in their houses. They come back and they work in the fields. So I don't understand why this is the case. Though. Anyhow, but here's the kashya. Yesh lo apayim l'chol ruach. So what do we see over here? That we go after where they sleep, not after where they eat, because they eat in the city, but when they sleep in the fields, we measure their 2,000 amas from where they sleep. Right. And Rav says that we go after Makom Pita, we go after where they eat. Yeah, we see we're counting from where we're going from where they sleep. So this is a kasha on Rav. So Rav answers and says, no. Rav, the Gemara answers on behalf of Rav. He says, Anan Sahade. He says, really, why do we go after this? They would prefer to eat where they sleep. The fact they're sleeping there, if you had brought them food, they'd only be too happy. That they're going to go back into the town to eat is a tircha for them. Right? So, tvei nichela would be much better for them. Look at Rashi. They're going to eat there. So, really, what he's saying over here is that really Rav is right. Why? Because when Rav says, makom pita, we don't mean physically where do you eat, but where would you want to eat? Okay? That's the way the Gemara answers. You'd want to eat. These guys also want to eat in the field. So therefore, we go after the field, but really it's going after the pita. So when they sleep in the town and they eat in the town, we go after the town. When they sleep in the field, because we want, they'd rather eat in the field, they'd also count the fields. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef now says, Lo shmi li ashmait. We've seen this a couple of times in this Masechta, that out of the blue, Rav Yosef says to Abaya, I don't know what's going on here. Right, Rashi points out what he's speaking about. The Amar Rav, makom pita gorem. Right, so Rav Yosef says, where did Rav say this? That we go after where they eat. Now Rashi points out again, like he's done on all the other occasions, Rav Yosef chale v'shachach talmudo, he got very sick and he forgot his learning. Vaya Abaya talmudo, Mashal Abaya, who was his main talmud, right, so he would help him and he helped Rav Yosef basically recover all his Torah. So Amale Abaya says, what do you mean, Rav Yosef? At amart ni'alan, you taught us this. We got it from you. Va'aha amart ni'alan, when did you teach us that? You said like this. Ha'achin she'ayu ochlin al-shulchan avihen. This is the Mishnah we saw previously. All these brothers who ate by their father, v'yashenim, but by them they sleep in their own houses. Tzrichin eruv l'chol echad ve'echad. They each need their own Eruv. Now, what's the question over here? If they're eating with their father, and we saw that in our Mishnah as well, if they're eating with their father, why do they have to have their own Eruv? Why aren't they considered one big party? And we said to you, Shma mina makom lina gorem. It seems over here that makom lina gorem, really, what's going on? They need their own Eruv. Why? Because we go after the fact they all have their own house. Not because they all eat with their father. Va'amart l'nalan, on that you said to us, Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yudah Marav, b'mekable pras shanu. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about children who don't really eat at their father. They eat at home, but when we say, she'ochlin al shulchan avihen, their father pays. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Their father pays for them, but they actually eat at their own house, and they go after their house. Why? Because they eat in their house, not because they sleep in their house. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a bright. Michi yeshlo chamesh nashim. Right? Now, we're going to bring a couple of examples of this. He's got five wives, right? Mekablot pras mehalehen. And each wife is supported by their husband. But now look at Rashi over here. Mekablot pras. V'chol achat yesh la dira levada imo b'chatzer. So this guy's got a compound. He's got five houses. And each house has a wife. Or five wives, and each wife has a house. Okay, wherever you can choose where you want to put the emphasis. Okay, and he moves around. I don't know, he goes Sunday to Thursday in a different house, or whatever the case is, or each one according to their cycle, whatever the case is. And each one lives in their own house. They've got a common yard, and that's what he's got. The chamisha avadim. It also happens to have five servants. Or another example, let's say, the guy's got five servants, and they also are supported by their master. In a case like this, Rabbi Matera, Matir, Benashim, Veoser, Bavadim, Rabbi Matera says as follows, with regards to Nashim, they don't need to have a separate Eruv, each one of them. But also Bavadim, but Avadim, no, look at Rashi, She'enan Nimshachin Acharav. Because the slaves, they aren't really attached to the master. In other words, they don't go after him. Where he sleeps, they don't sleep. Right? The women are attached to the man, to the husband. Right? These are not necessarily Nimshachin Acharav. So says Rumbateira. Rabbi Yudhim Bava, on the other hand, he says the other way around. He says, Matir ba'avadim v'oser benashim. So we've got now two Rabbi Yehudas, one ben Bateira and one ben Bava, and they've got a machloket. The one says in a case like this, the women are parted from Erev with each other. And the one says, Avarim are parted with Erev from each other. So Amarav, my time at Rabbi Yudhim Bava. So what's Rabbi Yudhim Bava's reason? He's the one that says that the women need to make an Erev, the Avarim don't. He says, why? Dichtev, and he quotes a pasuk over here. We haven't seen the pasuk for quite a while. But Daniel ba'a min malka. Umani ala vidata. Di medinat bavel l'shadrech meshach. Now here comes the line. V'Daniel Bitra Malka. Bitra Bashar. We've seen this word before, right? Bitra Malka at the Shar of the Melech. There's Nikut Rashi over here from Dvarim where he brings it there. He says there, Bitra Malka Bashar HaMelech. Right? So here, Daniel Bashar HaMelech. What does it mean, Bashar HaMelech? Look at Rashi. B'chol makom shuchashiv lei Bitra Malka. He would be anywhere where it was important. Now, there's a Tosfot over here which is worth looking at. But before we actually look at Tosfot, Tosfot, I think, actually quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. So this is what Rabbeinu Chananel on the Amud. Rabbeinu Chananel, about towards, in the middle of the top second half, if you got what I'm saying. Look at halfway down Rabbeinu Chananel, just the top second half. So over there, my time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the matir ba'avadim v'osher benashim. Why does he make say that avadim don't have to have a woman do? Mishum de shochnim al petach adonahem. Because they sleep at the door to the entrance to their master's house. V'keilu makom achilatam, makom shena shlehem sham. And therefore, they've put down their hat outside their master's house. And that's what they eat, that's where they sleep. Right? V'siman, and he says, what's the siman? V'Daniel bitra malka. That Daniel's the shara melech. What does it mean? Klomar, Daniel b'shara melech. Mekabel prasaya. He was supported by the king. Right? U'pita v'line b'veite havei. And he ate and he slept there in that house. The Ketiv Bei v'Daniel Bitra Malka Klomar Keilu Shchunato B'Shar HaMelechi. that Daniel lived. It's as if to say Daniel lived at the gate of the king. In other words, Daniel was a servant and he lived there. He made his home where the king was. And that's why him and the king live in the same house for all intents and purposes and don't need an Eruv. Now comes an interesting idea there. So the Rabbeinu Chananel, v'siman bava sha'ar v'tara sha'ar. In Aramaic, the word bava is a sha'ar. We've got Baba Batra, Baba Metzia, Baba Kama, right? Other way around, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Batra means the first gate, the middle gate, the end gate. That's what Baba means. Aramaic, Baba is a sha'ar. And he says, and Tara in Aramaic is also a shar. So Rav Yehuda ben Bava, you can remember him from Daniel Batara Melech. So Bava and Tara, you can remember, says Rabbi Chananel, which of the Rabbi Yehudas says that Avadim, that is make an Eruv, gives you a nice way to remember it. Daniel Batara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and Tosso picks up on that and says there, Pirish Rabbi Chananel, the Simonach Bava Shar. Tara Sha'ar perish by Yehuda ben Bava, who matir be Abadim, Baba Tara v'chol ha'iv. And read the mighty cry, the siman letam ledvarav. He says he brought the pasuk over here mainly as a siman, but also as proof to what he said. Rabbi Chananel says, nice to see them all on the amud over here. So now we've got this machloket, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Betaira. Who ben Bava is the one who says Avadim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betaira says Nashim. Okay, now we understand why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says what he says because of Daniel Batara Malka. So we're going to say like this now. Pshita ben Eitzel Aviv Ked Amra. We've seen this already before. It's Pashut that a son with his father, we know what the story is there. If he eats with his father, he doesn't have to make a separate Eruv. Isha Eitzel Bala, the Eved Eitzel Rabo, with regards to husbands and wives and slaves and their masters, Plukter Rabbi Yehuda ben Betaira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So we've got that also. Now it's a machloket. Now what about Talmid Eitzel Rabo Mai? But a Talmid now with his Rav, what do we say with him? Is he, if him and his Rav live in the same chatzer, do they have to make a separate Eruv between them? Or can they say, no, they're one unit, they have to make an Eruv. So once like a Toshma, we've got a brighter, the Rav by Rabbi Chia Amar, when Rav was studying at Rabbi Chia, right, if you look at Rashi, he says, Rabbi Chia, Keshayam Mekabel Pras mi by Rabbi Chia. So he was a Talmid in Rabbi Chia's Beit Midrash, and Rabbi Chia supported him, I suppose. What did he say, Rav? Ain anu chichim la'arev. We don't have to make an Eruv. Why? Sh'anu somchin al shulchano sh'ar Rabbi Chia. Because at the end of the day, we like his guests in his house, I suppose. Rabbi Chia by Rebbe, and in the previous generation of Rabbi Chia, when he was studying at Rebbe Yuranasi, Amar anu chichim la'arev. We have to make an Eruv. Why? Sh'anu somchin al shulchano sh'ar Rebbe. So we see it was a common thing. There was a Masorah. Rabbi Chia, when he lived with Rebbe, didn't make an Eruv. And Rebbe Rav learned that Rabbi Chia never made an Eruv. So now the Gemara asks a question. Ba minei abaya mi rabba. So now Rabba is asked this question by Abaya. Chamisha shegavu et eruvan. Now there are five guys in a chatzer and they all put their eruvin together into the pot. Right? Kashe molichin et eruvan lemakom achir. Remember we saw this the other day. We had a machlok. We saw the Bet Shammah Hillel, one of the second bright, remember? Maybe it was two daf ago. Yesterday's daf, right? Yes, exactly. The middle bright in the middle of the Amud quickly changed the whole machlok behil Beit Shammai to say the machlok it was where we put the Eruv. If the Eruv is in our chatzer or in another chatzer. If it's in our chatzer, we said we'd only have to necessarily make an Eruv together. If it was another chatzer, yes. So now they made an Eruv, these guys, the five guys. And now they move their Eruv, right, lemakom acher. Look at Rashi, lemakom acher. Lechatzer acheret. So there's one chatzer, and they want to make an Eruv now with the other chatzer. Abaya lo shmila. Now Rashi says an interesting thing. Why is Abaya eruv echad lekulan or chichin eruv kol echad vechad? Do they each have to make their own eruv, or can we have one eruv for all of them? Now Rashi says, what's going on over here? Why is Abaya asking him this question? So look at Rashi here. He says lechatzachet Abaya lo shmila. Hahi matnit de tanileu. We learned yesterday. Chamisha shegavud eruvan. Right. We had that exact case yesterday. If you look in the middle of Amud Bet, Ayin Bet Amud Bet, we had there, Kaman Azla Hai the Tanya. Who's the Tanya of this brighter that says, Chamisha Shegavu et Eruvan, five guys that all collected up the Eruv together. V'mekeshemolichin et Eruvan l'makom acher. And then they moved the Eruv to make an Eruv with the next door neighbors. Eruv Echad L'kulan, Kaman Pehidel. So the Gemara said it already, and we discussed it already, right? I want to see what the Rashi on that one said. Is there no Rashi on that? Right? So the we said that Ben Hillel was the Tana of that. Why was Ben Hillel the Tana of that was the Tana of that Mishnah? Right, because Hillel was the one that said, right, that they don't need to make it. But Shama was the one who said that they got to make the Erev all together. But Hillel was the one that said they don't have to if it's right. So, but Shama said when they move the machloket was when they move the Erev into another chatzer, that was the machloket. Shama said yes, and Hillel said no. So he says, yeah, obviously Abaye hasn't heard of that. That's the one possibility that he gives. He says that he never heard of it. Look, Rashi gives another answer. He says, Inami Shmiele, he did hear the sprite, he knew about it. But if he's asking from Rabbah, Hilchetamai, what is the Aloche Lemai say? Why? Mishum do Kim the Labba Plukta, we left it there as a Machlok and we'll have a Shama. What's the Aloche? So two possibilities. Either Abaye never knew the brighter. But difficult to understand it. Rashi says, maybe he knew the brighter, but he wants to know what's the Halocha, because he hasn't got the Halocha. Right, so that is there. That's the question. So he asks him, story, what's going on here? So Amar Le, he says to him, Eruv Echad Echulan, one Eruv is good enough. So he says to him, I don't understand. Why is one Eruv good enough? Vaha Achin, we had a case in our Mishnah of the children with their brothers. Look at Rashi. Vaha Achin de Matnitin, Kegavu et Eruvan Dami. Brothers and their father together, it says, if they had collected an Eruv together, right, according to the opinion, they never had to make an Eruv. That is, if they had an Eruv, why? Because you make an Eruv in your chatzir, so you can carry in your chatzir. The father and their brothers, we said, never had to have an Eruv, but it's as if they had one. Those was mutar for them. Look at Rashi over here. They like as if they made an Eruv. Right, if there's nobody else with them, they wouldn't have to make an Eruv. So that is, if they made an Eruv, and then what do we say about them? We say ha'achin dechi go back in the Gemara Damu. Uketan, nonetheless, we learned trichin eruv lechol echad veechad. When they did make an eruv in the other chatzer, then they had to have a separate eruv with other people. If it was just them on their own, they never had to. If there were other people there with them in the chatzer, they had to make an eruv. How come? So why did you say the same thing over here? It's just like the brothers would have to make a separate eruv each one with the other guys. So too, these guys should make an eruv together with the other chatzer. What's going on? When did they have to make an eruv with the others when they were in a chatzer with their four brothers and their five brothers and the father plus other people? Then they had to make an eruv together. Right? Look at Rashi. And then they go and they want to make an eruv with somebody else. Right? Even if they would now make an Eruv in their own chatzah with other people, they'd have to make an Eruv together. Why? He says, yeah, the migo. There's a migo here. What's this migo? Remember, migo means mitoch, right? It says, migo dahane asrei, hani name asrei. He says, why? Because there are other people in the chatzah. So because there are other in the chatzir, there wasn't an eruv between them and the other people, the other people would also on them to be able to carry, therefore they also one on the other. Even with just them in the chatzir, the father and his four sons or five sons, they had their own little compound, no need for an eruv. As soon as I add in a stranger, that stranger now creates a new scenario, because that creates a new reality. That stranger now, without an eruv between me and the stranger, we ask for one on the other. So now the stranger comes in, everyone has to make an Eruv. So now look how he carries on. So Demog Hani Ashray, Hani Nami Ashray. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Demigod Hani Ashray, Behiski Kuhu Le Eruv, and therefore they make, cause them to have an Eruv. Hani Nami Ashray Ish Al Echav. They also make Ashray one on the other. Aval Shtei Chatzerot Upetach Beinehem. But now comes the answer here. This was up because Rabbi originally said, if you're going from one chatzer to another chatzer, you don't need to have an eruv between each guy and everybody. One eruv is enough to move to the other chatzer. And Abaye's kasha was, but how come brothers in a chatzer with other people have to make an eruv? So surely now, if you're going to another chatzer, he would imagine that you call Shekhan an eruv. Rabbi says the opposite. Look at the Rashi over here. He says, "Hani nami yashu aval shtei chatzerot upetach benehin v'gavu elu eruvan la'atzman v'utra chatzeran." And the one group of chatzer, they make an eruv between them. V'elu la'atzman v'utra chatzeran. And another group of the eruv, they make an eruv between them. And now each chatzer has got an eruv. Remember, imagine each chatzer, there are five guys. Before we talk about the opening between the two chatzerot, we agree that once there's an Eruv in each chatzer can work freely on Shabbos, correct? Right? Now, what happens when we merge those two chatzer, we put a door between them? Now, she says, or the same idea. If there's a chatzer, just the father and his son, they're not in Eruv. Now the two chatzerot come to make an eruv one with the other. Hoyil v'ein oser alehen, right? Hoyil v'ein oser alehen. They don't oser one on the other. V'leike migo echad nase shaliach lechulan, right? Migo echad v'leike migo echad nase shaliach lechulan. There's no. He says there's no issue over here of one becoming the shaliach to each other, because these guys are fully free. These guys are fully free. They make an error between them. It's almost as if it's one and one now. It's if to say that there's now one person and one person making an eruv between them. I think that's what's going on over here. So look at what he says over here. Look back in the Gemara. He says, he says, because we can see in the Mishnah as well, diktani, ematai, when do we have to make the story? If the brothers, if the eruv was by them, then everybody agrees they wouldn't have to make an eruv between them. And if they live in the chatzir on their own, wouldn't make an eruv between them. So therefore now as well, the fact that they're going from one chatzir to another chatzir, there aren't other people in their chatzir to cause them to have an eruv, one eruv would be good enough. So if I sum up quickly what I think I said over here, is that the difference between brothers in an eruv, in a chatzir on their own, right? Or the brothers in a chatzir on their own is equal to a chatzir making an eruv. Now, Abaye's whole kasha was, how come you're telling me now when we go one eruv, one chatzir to one chatzir, we don't have to have all five, make an eruv with all five? Is because a chatzir is a unit. So he said to him, but wait a second, when brothers were in the chatzir with somebody else, they had to make an eruv. He said, yes. It's only because they were outside people, so their unit was damaged. But it was just the brothers on their own, they wouldn't have to make a chatzer. So too, one chatzer and another chatzer, so it would have to make an eruv independently. So too, one chatzer and another chatzer can be treated as one unit and one unit, and they can make one eruv between them, and not everybody making an eruv between them. I think that's what he's saying over here. Okay, another question. Says, B'nei Bei Rav. Now we've got these Talmidim in the Yeshiva, like we saw earlier on, that Rav said when he lived with Rav Chia in the man Eruv. And Rav Chia said with Rav in the man Eruv. Now what happens with Talmidim in the Yeshiva? The Achle Nahama Babaga. So they ate their bread. Rashi Babaga, Beit Ushpiza Babika. So they ate their bread outside there in the field. Va'atu Ubaiti Bebei Rav. And they came, Rashi says, Lanim, to bite, and they came and slept in the Beit Midrash, in the rabbi's house. So they ate in the field, but they slept in Bei Rav. Rashi says, Beit HaMidrash u'betoch apayim amahu. So they ate in the field, and now they came to the Beit Midrash. The Beit Midrash was within the 2,000 amas, so they had no problem walking on Shabbos from one to the other. Right, so now he asks the question, Ki mashchinan leil t'chuma? When they measure the t'chum, we've seen this one before, right? Ki mashchinan t'chuma? When they measure the t'chum, mi Bei Rav mashchinan leihu, or mi baga mashchinan leihu? What's the question? They ate Erev Shabbos in the field. And that, let's say, is 1,950 amas from the Beit Midrash. But they then walked to the Beit Midrash, they slept in the Beit Midrash. Now, Shabbos morning, they wake up. The question is, they want to go for a walk. Where do they count their 2,000 amas from? From where they ate last night, or where they slept last night? That's a fair question. Because maybe where they, if we say we go after Pita, like Rab wanted to say, then we'd go after where they slept. If we say they go after they ate. If we say like Shmuel, then we go after Makom Lina, then we go after where they slept. So that's a fair question. That's, I think, the question over here. Right? So he says like this. Amale, Rav Sheshe says to him, Mashchinan mi Bei Rav. He says, quite simple, they measure from the place where they slept. So he says to him over here now, Rav Chia Bar Avin says, Vaharei notenet eruvo. Betoch alpay mama, va'ati ubayit beveite. If a guy in a normal situation, like we learned, a person puts his eruv down erev Shabbos, right? Betoch alpay mama, va'ati ubayit beveite, and he comes home. De mashchina le'tchuma mi eruve. A normal scenario. A guy goes out on Friday afternoon, puts an Eruv down, right, because he wants to walk from his house to the west. So he goes west, was 2,000 amos, puts an Eruv down, comes back home, sleeps at his house. In the morning when he wakes up, where's his Eruv, where's his 2,000 amos from? Come on, where's it from? From there. That's why he put the Eruv there. So that you'd count the 2,000 amos from there. So he says, a good point, I don't understand. The guy ate over here, he then came home. You're now telling me he counts to the Eruv, yeah, why not from where he ate? That's where he put his Eruv. All right, it's a fair question. So Amale, Bahahu, he says, Amale, the Bach Ejin, Amale, Rav Shashi said to him, Bahahu, Anan Sahade, Uvahada Anan Sahade. He says, the same idea, right? Let's look into the mind of the person. He says, in that scenario, Anan Sahade, look at Rashi, Hoyil Vahu Tzarich Alechet Machal Oto Haruach, because we know he wanted to go that direction. He would have preferred to actually have slept there. The fact that in a normal situation, the guy put his Eruv down and then walked all the way 2,000 amas back home a kilometer is only because he couldn't sleep there. But if you had to ask him, listen, mister, we know tomorrow you're going to walk in that direction. If in theory there was a place for you to sleep a kilometre away, would you rather sleep there? He'd say, of course I'd rather sleep here because I could wake up in the morning early, nice and fresh and set out on my journey. Why did I go home? I had no choice. So that's why we, Anan Sahade, we are the witnesses that he would prefer to have slept there. So really, where's his mind? His mind is there where his Eruv is. He says, but here in this case, Ubahada Anan Sahade, where does he really want to be? He happened to be stuck out in the field because this guy's a poor yeshiva bocher. He's got no real chance of where to eat. So he eats where he can eat. So it happened to last night. They were having a bit of a kiddush out there in the fields. So he ate with those guys and he came back home. But if you had said to him, tell me, Mr. Yeshiva bocher, where would you like to have eaten last night? He would have said, where? Obviously in the Beit Midrash. That's why he says to him, so therefore, it's not a case of sleeping or eating. It's where would the guy prefer to be? Where's his home? Where does he see his home? And it's Pashut, he says, Abia, that he sees his home in the Beit Midrash. Because the Quran says, yeah, Ubahada Anan Sahade, right? De'i Bahu Anan Sahade, Bahu Anan Sahade, Bahu Anan Sahade, De'i Miyade Lehatam Nichel. If he had slept there, he would be happy. Ubahada Anan Sahade, De'i Miyade Lehau Riftel, Rav Nechel Etfa, he'd be happy if you brought the food to the Rav's house. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. That's his answer. Now, new question. By Rami Baracham and Mirav Chizda, Avu Beno, Harav Talmido. So now you've got a father and son, or a Rav and his Talmid. Do we say Kerabim Damu or Keyechidim Damu? Now, what's the difference? Look at Rashi over here. Right? Avu Beno, Harav Talmido, Kerabim Damu, Le'inyan Shtei Chatzirot Zolif Nimizo. Says Aviyah, let's say we've got an internal chatzir and out. Remember the internal chatzir and the external chatzir. The one's open to Rabbi and the one it has got a right of way through the one chatzir. The drisa drag it up and the guy's got to knock it right away. The tnan we might need to learn or we will learn. If in the internal chatzir there's just one guy living there, so he doesn't have to make it out with anybody. So he's got full rights of walking around. So we see this about Rabbi Akiva, we saw it before, right? We said over here that the regel hamuter bimkoma, the fact that he can walk around his chatzir freely, ena oseret shelom bimkoma. If he hasn't got an eruv with a guy in the front, in the external chatzir, he doesn't asur him. Because he's mutar where he was. If it's a public chatzir, they never made eruv between them, the guys in the internal chatzir. Now, because he's got a right away with the other chatzir, remember, he's basically as if it's a party to that chatzir. So if in his chatzir, everything was hunky-dory, and they were kosher, and they could move around, so he was a regel hamuteret. If the other guys never made eruv, he wouldn't osir on them. But if he never had Eruv where he was, he would be a regular Osir. He couldn't walk around his Chatzir. Now if he would Osir on the other Chatzir as well. That it was a Rabim. If it's a Yechidim, then there's no such thing because it's a regular Muteret. Right? So that's the question of here. Are they each one of them living in different Chatzirot? Right? If they're living together if the Rav and the Talmud are living in the back Chatzir, into the Chatzir, is it like a Rabim? And you have to have Eruv between them? And if they don't have an Eruv, then they are a regular Osiret. Therefore, they have a problem for themselves. Therefore, he also forbids the chatzir, the other chatzir. Or are they like Yechidin, the Rav and the Talmud, or the father and the son, and they don't have to have an Arab between them, and therefore, there would be a regular muteret. That's his question, Abi, yeah? Right? Right, look at Rashi. If there's no one else with them, they have to have an Eruv, or they consider based like one Zug. Mavoi Shilahed, another question. They mavoi nitar belechi v'kora, or ein nitar belechi v'kora. They mavoi, look at Rashi. The Kamran ein mavoi nitar belechi v'kora, ad shiyu batim mechatshu p'tuchim l'tocho. We know that a mavoi, to be called a mavoi halachically, has to have two houses into two chatzerot. Right, two chatzerot are facing into the mavoi, and each chatzer has to have at least two houses. So now, if there's a chatzer and a mavoi here, and a chatzer and a mavoi here, let's say in that chatzer there are two houses. In this chatzer there's the Rav and the Talmud, or the father and his son. Is that two houses into the mavoi, or is it not? Otherwise, the mavoi doesn't become a mavoi. And then you won't be able to use the mavoi with a korah or a lechi. Clear? Right? That's the question. So he says to him, what's the problem? We've learned this. If they're only them on their own and there's nobody else with them, then they're like yechidim. And then it would work the kula and the chumra, right? If it's the kula, they would have to have an arrow between them, they could walk around. On the other hand, they can't use their mavoi. Okay? Works in both ways. Right, however comes along the bumper now, remember what I just said now, the kula and the chumra, and he says, nonetheless, umavoi shalahen nitar belechi v'kora. Even though we would have thought that it works l'chumra, it still goes l'kula. So that only works l'kula. I don't need an eruv, but for mavoi purposes, they are considered like rabbim. If we look at Rabbi Chanan down the bottom here, the very last line of Rabbi Chanan, he says avia, he says v'ain shuchin larev umavoi shalahen nitar belechi v'kora. That's mutar. Why? Sharei batim v'chatzerot p'tuchot l'tochot. At the end of the day, there are houses there. There's a chatzer with two houses. The fact that one house is the son, the one house is the father, that doesn't affect the din of mavoi. Mavoi has to be two chatzerot and two houses into each chatzer. Who lives in those houses? We don't care. Who lives in those houses is another issue when it comes to eruv, not with regards to chatzer and mavoi. Okay? So it works the kula all around. Okay. New Mishnah. Chamesh chatzerot p'tuchot chutzo lezo. Now we've got five chatzerot, and they've got a wall. Each chatzer is open to the other chatzer. Okay, each one's open to the chatzer. Up to chot lemavoi. So if you look at this little diagram here in Rashi, you've got a mavoi. Every chatzer is open to the mavoi as well. And they've got doors between the chatzerot. So they're able to go in all directions over here. So he said, like, irvu b'chatzerot, if they made an eruv, but in the chatzerot, right? In other words, all those five chatzerot made an eruv with each other. Velo nishtafu b'mavoi, but they didn't make a shituf mevoot with the mavoi. They just made an eruv chatzerot between them. So they say mutarin b'chatzerot v'asurin b'mavoi. They can go from one to each other through the chatzer, but they can't carry into the mavoi. Clear? So eruv chatzerot, no shituf mevoot. They can only use the chatzer, they can't use the mavoi. Look at Rashi here. Right? Asurim b'mavoi. De'ein somchin al eruv bimkom shituf. Shituf, mavoi, is overriding. It's the bigger picture. We narrow down into the chatzerot. If you've only got eruv chatzerot, you can use the chatzerot, but you can't go out into the mavoi. Chatzer doesn't cover mavoi. Right? Ve'im yishtatu b'mavoi. However, if they made a shituf mavoot, then look at Rashi over here. I'm going to say, okay? Be'im nishtatu b'mavoi, mutarin kan v'kan. So I think we're saying over here, right, that if they made a shituf mavoi, so the pshat at the moment, I think you would say, is without making an eruv chatzerot, right? Or maybe even with a chatzerot, doesn't matter. Then mutarin kan v'kan. Then I think the chiddush is here without eruv chatzerot, because if it's with eruv chatzerot, it's pashut. That if you've got a shittuf and an eruv, then you can use all. I think the chiddush of here is Iris. I think agreeing with me there, right?
Or maybe not. Because of the next case.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying before we get to the next case, let's look at this case in its own, though, right? So I'm saying if im nishtafu b'mavoi, so when they made an eruv chatzerot and no shittuf mavoi, they could use the eruv, they couldn't use the mavoi. When they made a shit of mavoi, it seems they can use both. So it seems like the eruv, the shit of mavoi is above and encompasses also the eruv chatzerot. Right? Now, irvu b'chatzerot, they made an eruv chatzerot, v'nishtatfu b'mavoi. Now they did both. Right? However, it wasn't so perfect. Why? There are two sub-cases in this category of here. V'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo irev. So when the five chatzerot made an eruv, one of the bnei chatzer weren't party to that eruv. So it wasn't really a fully fledged eruv, right? Now we know the din. What would the din be? He'd have to do, quickly what? Bitul. Right? So now he says, v'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo irev. Mutarin kan v'kan. Doesn't matter. We ignore it. Still mutar kan v'kan. Look at Rashi. Mutarin kan v'kan. Hashta mashma de somchin. Ugrima price, that seems over here. Why? Because at the end of the day, there was a shituf. So there was Eruv Chatzerot and a shituf. We just said a second ago, even without an Eruv Chatzerot, a shituf would have overrode everybody. So they did Eruv Chatzerot. One guy wasn't in the Eruv Chatzerot. Nishka felach. The shituf works. Mibnei Mavoi. Right? So that's when one of the Bnei Chatzer didn't make an Eruv. If one of the Bnei, the Mesod HaShas adds in there, Shachach Echad Mibnei Mavoi Velo Nishtatev. Right? If one of the Bnei Mavoi. So now imagine what's happening here. There are five Chatzerot, and in each Chatzer there are five houses. So there are 25 guys in this complex. Right? So one of the chatzerot, one of the guys didn't make an eruv. Let's say in the one chatzer only four made an eruv, and in the other four, five houses, there were 24 out of 25 made eruv chatzerot. But each chatzer made a shituv mavoi. And that's the first scenario. Then we say, don't worry, the shituv mavoi overcomes it all. In the second case, what happened is, they all made eruv between them, one of the chatzerot didn't join the mavoi. So now there's a shituv mavoi chaser. Here we got a different situation. What happens over here? Yeah?
Why does the guy have to do bitul? Why can't he join retroactively?
Nice. We've never seen it in our lives before. How can you study on Shabbos? You can't come and bring your Erev on Shabbos. You've got to make Erev before Shabbos.
Right?
So now, if the second scenario where they forgot one of the Bnei Mavoi didn't join in, right? Mivnei Mavoi Nishtatev, Mutarin Bechatzerot, Fashin Bemavoi. Now, the Mavoi doesn't work at all, but they had a shit of Chatzerot between them, and they were all part of the Chatzerot. That's fine, right? Why? Sheha Mavoi leChatzerot keChatzer leBatim. Imagine we go down level. Mavoi is the big picture. We got Mavoi, and then Mavoi is Yachas to Chatzer. Just like Chatzer is to Batim. So we got individual Batim, and then a Chatzer. Then individual Chatzer, and a Mavoi. So if we haven't got a Mavoi, the Chatzer is still good, right? If we haven't got Chatzer, we say because we've got Mavoi outside, it's overcome. Imagine like a big umbrella is the Mavoi, and little umbrellas inside the little, big umbrellas are the Chatzer, and under the little umbrellas is everybody's got their own little house. Okay, and that's really the pyramid. So now, Gemara, Mani, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? The Gemara says, Masri Meiri, why? The Amar Abinan Eruv Ubainan Shituf. Rabbi Meir's one, and says, we need both. We need Eruv and we need Shituf. Now, what's the problem with that statement? We just learned a second ago that if you did Eruv on its own, you don't need Shituf. Other way around, if you did Shituf on its own, you don't need Eruv. Right? So the Gemara says, how can you say that? That's on the first Amud, yeah, look, Ve'im Nishtatfu. Ve'im Nishtatfu Be'mavoi Mutarin Kan V'chan. How can you say that? We just saw that if you did Shituf, you don't need Eruv Echatzerod. Tell me the Tana of the brighter is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says you need both, and we see in the brighter, in the Mishnah here, sorry, straight out that you don't need both. So Gemara says, no. It says, Atan le Rabbanan, Tamre b'chad asagya. This is Rabbanan. On the contrary, he says that one of them is good enough. So he says, no. Gemara says, lo kashya. Don't say ve'im nishtatfu b'mavo, like I wanted to say, only on its own. Read the Mishnah, ve'im nishtatfu nami ka'amar. You made a shituf and a eruv chatzeron. Okay, not so simple, and it's clear. So the Gemara says, well, where does it stop over there? He said, but I'm a safer. Now let's look at the safer to the brighter. What does the safer say? Remember, I pointed out there that we had two cases there in that case. We had where you made Eruv Chatzerot Nishtuf B'Mavoi, you made Eruv and a Shituf, and then you one of them forgot. Either the guys in the Chatzer forgot, or the guys in the Mavoi forgot. Remember? Now we're talking about the first case. He says, I'm a safer. Eruv Chatzerot Nishtuf B'Mavoi V'Shachachat M'Bnei Chatzer. V'lo one of the guys in the chatzer, v'lo yirev, mutarim kan v'kan, heichidami, how do you explain this? What's the scenario over here? Idelo batil, klam, you see that? Idelo batil. We say that you made a shituf, one of the guys in the Eruv messed up, and it's still good. So we try to understand, when does it work? It says, either law batil, if he didn't do bitul, we never saw in the Mishnah he did bitul. Amai mutarim? Why is it mutar? We know that if you messed up in a chatzer, one he has to do bitul. Right, look at Rashi. Amai mutarim? Rabbi Meir, late, somchin al shituf. We saw a second, we try to say that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself says you have to have shituf and eruv. So if we did shituf and eruv, one of the guys forgot, we understand, according to Rabbi Meir, it would work. There is both providing one of them does bitul, because then the eruv is still a good eruv. But if one of them didn't do bitul, then the whole eruv is messed up. So how come it works? So Gemara says, no, and a pshita de batil. So you know, we must say that he actually did bitul. And that's why it worked. There was eruv. One of the guys there messed up. He did bitul. The whole eruv now works. The eruv and shituf, Rabbi Meir is happy. But wait a second. I'm going to say for the second part of this case over here. Shachach echad b'nei mavoi. If one of the guys of the mavoi didn't velo nishtatfu, and he wasn't part of it, right? Mutarin b'chatzerot v'osa asurin b'mavoi. We said now that the chatzerot are good and the mavoi isn't good. Right? Look at Rashi here for a second. Bibnei mavoi v'lo nishtatef. Achat min ha-chatzerot lo nishtatfa im chaverta b'mavoi. Right? So one of the chatzerot, like we said, didn't part of the mavoi. Ve'id batil. Now you said a second ago that they did batil. It's partial to batil. So now, if ve'id batil, amai asurin b'mavoi. If that chatzer did bitul, so then the mavoi should be a good mavoi now because that chatzer was batel. He's removed himself from the picture. And now the other four chatzerot can use the mavoi. So why is the mavoi a problem? Make up your minds. Either there is bitul, there isn't bitul. You with me? If there isn't bitul in the first case, then why did Rabbi Meir say the mavoi and the chatzer are all good? Are one of the guys messed up in the chatzer? Rabbi Meir needs both. So we said, no, pashut, he did bitul. If he did bitul, then why in the second scenario do we say that the mavoi can't be used? One of the chatzerot could have done bitul. Which is the chiddush, by the way. We never learned before this, that a whole chatzer can do bitul in the mavoi. I acknowledge that, right? That's a new halacha for us. We know bitul up until now only, but in a chatzer, one guy can do bitul to the other guys. Now we're learning that there's a possibility that the whole chatzer can do bitul to the other four chatzerot. But if he did bitul, then why not? Right?
Okay, we can do bitul, but not... He can't enter the eruv on Shabbat, but he can do bitul.
So you should have come to our Baruch Shir last night. Steve was there.
Yeah.
The whole Shir was about what is Bitul. Is Bitul Hefka or is it Istalek? Is it Maaseh Kinyan, not Maaseh Kinyan? We discussed it the other day in the Gemara. We said, we had a machloket there. We said, what is Bitul? Is Bitul a Kinyan? Then how can you do it on Shabbos? And he said, if it's not a Kinyan, remember, if it's Hefka, etc. I'll send you the recording of the Shir if you want. Okay, let's carry on. Right? So it says, either Batla Maya Shri Mavoi. He says, maybe you want to say to you, V'chita miksav Rabbi Meir and Bitul Shur B'mavoy. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the idea of Shur B'mavoy. I can't say that Rabbi Shur says no Bitul. Why? V'hat Tanya Shrei Bitul Lachem Rishtor Di Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says yes. Ele Pshita De Lo Batil. So therefore it's Pashat never did a Bitul. That's why it's Asur. So the Gemara says, now wait a second. We're going to say for De Lo Batil. Reisha Nami De Lo Batil. And therefore, it's got to be consistent over here. Look at Rashi over here. Reisha Nami De Lo Batil. But the law batil, uktani mutarim. Alma, what do we learn from that? The fact that he didn't do bitul there in the ration was mutar. Somchin ala shituf. Now we somchin ala shituf. This can't be Rabbi Meir. We want to say the ton of this Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Everybody with me? All right? So the Gemara is like this. Raisha v'seifer Rabbi Meir. He said, no. Don't get carried away. The Raisha and the Sefer meaning the second example which we gave here of the Mavoi, where they left out the Mavoi. Right, Rabbi Meir. And Metziata now is, we called this the Metziata earlier on, Im Nishtatu B'Mavoi. Now the Gemara is saying, no, the Metziata is the first example. So we had Eruv B'Chatzerot, Eruv B'Chatzerot V'Nishtatu B'Mavoi, and Shachach, one of the B'nai Chatzer. When one of the B'nai Chatzer forgot, that is the Metziata. And the Sefer is one of the Mavoi forgot. So we say in the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, where they need both. Because remember we explained, Im Nishtatfu B'Mavoi, we said it means Im Nishtatfu Af B'Mavoi. So that means they made an error on both. So we saw the beginning of the Mishnah works out beautifully, could be made that they need both. The end of the Sefer says they didn't make an Eruv when one of the B'nai Mavoi messed up. So and they weren't Batlis Asu. That is Rabbi Meir. In the middle case of Yah, which speaks about the Chatzer, where they did Chatzer and they didn't do Bitul. So that is Rabbanan. That's what Gemara says. Rashi was saying for Rebbeir, Mitzvah Rabbanan. Gemara says, I don't understand. That doesn't make sense. Gemara says, no, Kula Rebbeir, actually the whole story of Rabbi Rebbeir. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Look at Rashi, there could have been Meir he umetziata. This middle example which we spoke about where they forgot about the Bnei Chatzer, why they is it mutar, amai somchin Bnei otah chatka shituf, why do we still allow them to use the shituf, says Rashi? Mishum deruban irvu, right? Because at the end of the day, the majority made an eruv, back in the Gemara, the time am I, and Rabbi Meir, bain an eruv, bain an shituf. What's the purpose of Eruv and Shituf? So that people won't forget. And since the vast majority made an Eruv, and the vast majority, and everybody's in the Shituf, in the Chatzir, and one guy out of the 25 didn't make an Eruv, that's not a big deal. The kids will still know about Eruv, therefore we fall. We moichel the guy on the way. Right? Now, a new question on our Mishnah. Okay, that's mind-boggling that, right? Let's move. Rav Yehuda says that in our Mishnah, look at our Mishnah on the previous Amud, Mishnah said, Chamesh chatzerot tuchot lezor, five chatzerot, and the doors are open one to the other. He says, Rav has a different version on the Mishnah. Rav didn't learn that. Rav said, they're five chatzerot with walls, no doors between them, and they're all open onto a mavoi. So this whole Maase is different altogether now, because there's no issue of chatzerot, of etc. between them, of Eruv chatzerot. There's only shit of mavoi. Also, Rav Lotani Ptuchot, Rav Kana said the same thing. Rav wasn't learning. So, you can argue there's another Mama that says Rav Kana Gufay Lotani Ptuchot. What do I need? Rav Kana said that Rav didn't, but Rav Kana himself also had a different version in the Mishnah. So, Amale Abayle Rav Yosef. So, now Abayle says Rav Yosef, my time at the Lotani Ptuchot. Why would Rav want to have a different Shitta, a different version? What is the Nafkamina over here? So says to him, Kesavar, Rav's of the opinion, Kol Shituf, She'ein Machniso Umotzio Derech Ptachim B'mavoy, Lav Shmei Shituf. He says that Rav has got an important demand here. In order for Shituf Mevo'ot to work, you can't take things through the Eruv Chatzerot. Everything has to go from the Chatzer into the Mavoy, from the Chatzer to the Mavoy, and then into the Chatzer. So if you want to do Eruv Chatzerot, you've got to do, according to Sari Meir says, you have to have both, a Shituf Mavoi and Eruv Chatzer. You've got to bring your Chatzerot into the Mavoi and then step them back into one of the Chatzerot. And then you go to Eruv Mavoi. Everything has to go via the Mavoi. The Mavoi has to be the conduit. In the previous example, they open one to the other. They could do an Eruv Chatzerot between them without coming into the Mavoi, correct? They could just all walk from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer. He says, no, they've got to come via the Mavoi. 100% sure. Okay. Rav was concerned they would basically take the shituf mavoi through the chatzerot. Therefore, he said that we have to have the Mishnah discussing a case where there's no doors between them. What else a kashi on the 80-day? Bala baitri yashutaf lishchenav zilezebayayin. Vilezebayayin. So we had a case that we saw the other day. We've got a bala bait, right? He's a shutaf with his neighbors. The one guy is owners in wine, the other guy is partners in wine. We said, ain't shikhi nare, they have the area between them. And look, Rashi, vahacha de lakhu habchabit beshutfut, veroni chasa ele leota chatzin levada. And I said, I understand. And that case of there, they never went through the mavoi, they went chatzir to chatzir. So he says to him, no. Hatam also the afkeva aile. They went, look at Rashi afkeva aile, lechavit b'chol hacherot, umehen lemavoi, umisham lechatzir shu nachsham, velo leshem shituf, veshinua dechikahu velo have a maskana. So this is a dachuk mishnah, this a dachuk answer, not really the maskana. He said, but what's the answer there? Actually, there they would actually go through the mavoi into the chatzir, through the mavoi into the chatzir, that also would be. But nonetheless, there wasn't really a shituf mavoi there with a shituf chatzirot. Doesn't like the answer. The Gemara says again, Ketzad mishtatvim b'mavoi v'chule. We've got a kasha over here. How do we ask on a, Gemara asks a question. Ketzad mishtatvim b'mavoi. How do you actually do shutuf on a mavoi? Rashi over here. Tiyuvta kamoti v'matnitim. We ask a kasha v'mavoi. You know what Rav just said. The perik chalon de kama. We'll see that on the Tanyatam. Ketzad mishtatvim. How do you make a shutuf on the mavoi? I mean Rashi now. Meniach rachavit v'omi. You leave the barrel there and you say, you make a zikui. You don't actually schlep it from one chatzim to the other through the mavoi. And then Rashi says, Yavahacha dechad mezakeh medid lechulu. One guy is being mezakeh to all of them. Velo nichnas lechatzer. Doesn't go from chatzer to chatzer. And that's the Mishnah. So what's Rav saying? He has to go from chatzer to chatzer. So he says, Nahatam namid afkev aile. So you're wrong. They actually also did go from chatzer to chatzer. Now, matkiv harabe bar Rav Chanan. He says, like a kashi. He says, Ela me'ata. How do you say it? From now, we know, heknalo pat besalo. A person can have his bread. Remember we had the case there with our buyer where he said with him and Rabbi that the Rabbi was too busy and it was too important to go collecting bread. And he said he was too poor. Was it Rabbi? I think it was our buyer and Rabbi, or maybe it was Rav. I think it was our buyer and Rabbi. And Rabbi, he said, Rabbi's too important. And he said, our buyer, I'm too poor. He said, if I've got to makne bread every week, every Shabbos to guys in my chatze, they could come and ask me for bread and I'd go bankrupt. Remember that? That's what he spoke about. Right, he says over here, if a guy would be makne, he'd say, I've got my bread, here's my bread, and now I'm being makne my bread to all of you guys. Right? Hachinamid lo have a shituf. Well, would it be a shituf? He never went from one room to the other room. He stayed in his house, he said, here's my bread, this is my bread, I'm now makne to all of you to be a kosher eruv. He was the vechi taima hachinami. Are you going to tell me the same thing? He says, Vaha amarav, Yehuda amarav. He says, up, b'nei chabura shu mesubim v'kidesh lem ayom. Hapach lal shulchan, somchin lem mishum eruv. If they're all eating there and they've got bread on the table, they can use it for Eruv. V'amri la, mishum shituf. And some even said, mishum shituf. V'amar Rabbi, and Rabbi Silanet, lo plig, not a machloket that some say Eruv, some say shituf. Rather, that's kind of mesubim bebayit, comes from chatzir. When they're mesubim bebayit, grashi, somchin mishum Eruv chatzir. And when they're somchin mesubim bechatzir, somchin mishum shituf. So they never have to go wandering from room to room. They were sitting there eating. They said, this is Eruv. Right? At a time, it says that can't be the reason. So why does Rav say that it was different, that they weren't tachim from chatzir to chatzir? It obviously can't be because Rav needs, like Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, to go from chatzir through chatzir, you have to schlep that all around and go on a journey every Shabbos on a teal from chatzir to chatzir. Can we see how you can be makne, you can be sitting at a table and say, this is my eruv, and not go anywhere. Right? Clear? Right? Everybody? So it's at a time of the Rav, the kasavar ein mavoi nitar belechi v'kora ad shiubatim v'chatzero p'tuchim letocho. Right? What's he talking about of it? Saying that if says, what was Rav's story? Remember we spoke about earlier when the God's the Rav and the Talmud, that we have to have, for a mavoi to work, we have to have at least two chatzerot, and each chatzer has to be at least two houses to open into a mavoi, for the mavoi to be a good mavoi that we can then use a korah or lechi. Now, if according to the first scenario, all the five chatzot have got doors going through one to them, and they make an eruv chatzot between them, what do we really have at the end of the day? One big chatzir. And that one big chatzir is opening to the mavoi. Now we haven't got lots of chatzirot opening to the mavoi anymore. And therefore, we haven't got a mavoi that can be nitar belechi v'kora. So we have to separate these chatzirot that you can't make an eruv chatzirot between them, in order to have a situation where you've got at least two chatzairot opening to the mavoi. I think that's what he's saying over here.